It's getting better. The sapling stilled my husband's ability to shape it. Too late, of course. It will be months before the river falls. She was depressed. She merely nodded when I told her what Bowman's had to say. Is it that bad? Are we defeated before we enter the lists?
No, but the price of victory escalates. I do not want to pay that price. I don't know if I can.
I stood there perplexed, awaiting an expansion upon the subject. None was forthcoming. After a time, she said, "Sit, Croker." I sat in the chair she indicated, next to a roaring fire diligently tended by the soldier, Case. After a time, she sent Case away. But still, nothing was forthcoming. "Time tightens the noose," she murmured at one point, and at another, "I'm afraid to unravel the knot." Chapter 54 An Evening at Home. Days passed. No one of any especial allegiance gained any apparent ground. The lady cancelled all investigations. She and the Taken conferred often. I was excluded. So was Bowman's. The Limper participated only when ordered out of my quarters. I gave up trying to sleep there. I moved in with Goblin and One Eye, which shows how much the Taken distressed me. Sharing a room with those two is like living amidst an ongoing riot. Raven, as ever, changed not the least, and remained mostly forgotten by all but his loyal Case. Silent did look in occasionally, on Darling's behalf, but without enthusiasm. Only then did I realize that Silent felt more toward Darling than loyalty and protectiveness, and he was without means of expressing those feelings. Silence was enforced on him by more than a vow. I could not learn which sisters were twins. As I anticipated, Tracker found nothing in the genealogies. A miracle he found what he did, the way sorcerers cover their back trails. Goblin and One Eye tried hypnotizing him, hoping to plumb his ancient memories. It was like stalking ghosts in a heavy fog. The Taken moved to stall the great tragic. Ice collected along the western bank, turning the force of the current. But they over-tinkered, and a gorge developed. It threatened to raise the river level. A 2-day effort won us maybe 10 hours. Occasionally, large tracks appeared around the Barrowland, soon vanished beneath drifting snow. Though the skies cleared, the air grew colder. The snow neither melted nor crusted. The Taken engineered that. A wind from the east stirred the snow continuously. Case stopped by to tell me, "The lady wants you, sir, right away." I broke off playing three-handed tonk with Goblin and One Eye. So far had things slowed, except the flow of time. There was nothing more we could do. "Sir," said Case as we stepped out of hearing of the others, "be careful. She's in a dark mood."
"Thanks." I dallied. My own mood was dark enough. It did not need to feed on hers.
Her quarters had been refurnished. Carpets had been brought in. Hangings covered the walls. A settee of sorts stood before the fireplace, where a fire burned with a comforting crackle.